Did you hear our response or not?
Let's see. We copied you talking about what we would take action on, the helium isolation valve, tab stop number 3, and closing that. And you gave us a summary that we expect the fitter to actuate first, and if it doesn't, then either the ground or you guys will take action. Ideally, we would command from the ground first, but of course, if we're LOS unexpectedly, then you guys will take action to close that valve to isolate aux branch 1.
Yep, that all sounds absolutely perfect. We will leave you all as prime for this, prime for commanding, prime for the test. We'll just monitor as you all go. And then if we're LOS and I try to close oxyhelium isol 1 and the valve for some reason is not commandable, I would just assume my next step would be secure prop for SMRCS.
You're connected to CNN Network.
Actually not going to solve the issue if we do that. If for some reason this latching valve is unsuccessful, our next step is going to be having to go down the route of actuating the pyro valve and ensuring that we have a physical isolation on this branch 1. I will tell you, we don't expect to get to that, but part of the reason we're ensuring that we're doing this with COM, with the vehicle, is that multi-failure case.